感谢主的恩典，我们今天可以一起来思想主的话语。
Thank God for His grace that we can again meditate on His word.
上周我给玉牧师翻译。
Last week I translated for Reverend Young.
过去的礼拜一我也给林牧师翻译。
And Monday I also translated for Dr. Reverend Florentino Lim.
两篇都是非常好的信息。
And these two messages were very good messages.
我就在想，我怎么样在应该再继续讲什么呢
？And so I was thinking, what else should I share?
在思想的当中，我就想到《哥林多后书》第五章。
And as I meditate and reflect upon this, I came across Second Corinthians chapter 5.
首先让我来用中文来读这个新汉语的译本。
Allow me to read this in the Chinese New Chinese Union version.
我们看英文圣经的，那你就自己看英文的版本。
For other languages, you just look at your own Bible.
哥林多后书第五章，从十一节到二十一节。
Second Corinthians 5:11-21.
保罗这样说，所以我们既然知道主是可畏的，就这样劝勉人。但在神的面前，我们是显露敞开的。我盼望在你们的良心里面，我们也是显露敞开的。我们并不是向你们再一次推荐自己，而是给你们有机会因我们而夸口，好让你们可以面对那些只凭着外貌不凭内心夸口的人。因为我们如果疯狂，乃是为神；我们如果清醒，乃是为你们。事实上，基督的爱催逼着我，支撑着我，因为我们认定一人既替众人死，众人也都死了。他替众人死了，要使活着的人不再为自己活，而是为替他们死了又复活的主而活。十六节，因此从今以后，我们不再按着肉体的观点来认识人。虽然我们也曾按着肉体来观点来认识基督，但如今我们不再这样认他了。因此如果有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，看啊，都变成新的了。这一切都是出于神，他借着基督使我们与他自己和好，又把这和好的职分赐给我们。这就是在基督里，神使世人与他自己和好，不把他们的过犯算在他们的身上，并且把这和好的信息交付给我们了。所以我们做基督的特使，就好像神借着我们来劝告世人一样，我们替基督求你们与神和好吧。神使那位无罪的替我们成为罪，使我们在他里面成为神的义。我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，但愿你今天再一次借着保罗的话，或者你借着保罗向我们所说的话，能够再一次来光照我们。主啊，让我们认识自己在你的面前我们的定位，我们是谁。主啊，其实我们知道我们的所事离不开主耶稣基督和他的十字架。求主你今天再一次保守我们，让我们认清自己的时候，我们知道我们怎么样往前走，我们也知道我们怎么样活在你给我们在世上的这一段的日子。感谢我们的神，奉耶稣基督的圣名来感恩。
阿们。
阿们。我想真正的大卫应该是王大卫。
The real David is David Wang.
是的，很多时候人家会问你说，哎，我该怎么介绍你呢？
Many times people will ask, how should I introduce you?
我常常会说啊，你就说很简单的说，我是飞盛的老师就好了。
And I would say, yeah, you can simply introduce me as a professor at BSOP.
本来今天呢，我还跟大卫说你要小心哦。
And initially, I was going to tell him you need to be careful.
因为在我的心里，我有准备的。
Because I have prepared.
也幽默的说，如果多说了，就用圣经的一句话。都是出于那恶者。
And I was saying to him humorously, if you say more than what should be said,
推到我后面去吧。
It is from the evil one.
不要占据我的时间。
And so don't waste my time.
确实，很多时候我们认识我们自己嘛。
On many occasions, do we truly know who we are?
我认为认识我们自己跟我们定我们人生的目标是非常有关系的。
To know oneself to know one's position is very related.
或者我们应该说，如果我们不认识自己，我们也不知道我们人生的方向跟目标是什么。
Or if you don't know yourself, then you may not know your direction.
很多时候，今天的世界就像保罗所说的，是凭着外貌认人。
Many times the world recognize people according to the outward appearance.
我们在报上看这些大亨他们的 power shot.
We look at all these power shots in the media.
照样都是要这样照，对吗？
And they would pause.
看起来又帅又有能力。
Because you look at them, very handsome, and powerful.
今天、昨天，我给我们在国内聚集的校友发了一张自拍的照。
Yesterday, I sent a photo of myself to our alumni in China.
一个人说。帅照。
Once a comment that this is a handsome pose.
另外一个说名照，我不知道是什么意思啊。
Once says this is a famous picture.
那没有关系。
It doesn't really matter.
很多时候，我们有时候会忘记我们自己是谁。
Many times we forget who we are.
或者因为很多环境的变迁，我们也忘记了。我们是谁
？Or because of the changes in our environment, we forget who we are.
我的车上刚好有一个我儿子的张学友的唱片啊。
In my car, there is a song that was sung by my son.
No, by 张学友。
Oh, by 张学友。
Okay.
I don't know who he is.
你启动的时候呢，他自动就开始唱了啊。
And when I start the engine, the music will play.
所以最近呢，我听了，我就会唱这一句。
And as I listen to that many times over, I can sing it myself.
我的眼睛看不见我自己。
I don't need to mimic that and translate that.
My eyes cannot see
who I am.
你长像不像歌星呢？
Am I like a singer?
但是感谢主神呼召我不是做歌星。
But thank God he called me not to become a professional singer.
今天保罗在哥林多前书，在哥林多后书，保罗把他自己的身份又再一次的讲明。
In 2 Corinthians, we see Paul reflecting and telling us who he is.
哥林多是保罗所建立的教会。
The church in Corinth was established by the Apostle Paul.
保罗也责备了哥林多人，他们很多的不对的地方。
And he once rebuked them for the many sins in that church.
当他们读了哥林多前书之后，也有很多人有很正面的回应。
But when you read 2 Corinthians, we see that there are a good positive response.
但是还是有一部分的人，他们还是怀疑保罗的身份。
But part of them still doubt the identity of Paul.
所以其实在整个哥林多后书，我们会看到好像一篇为这个使徒的职分 来辩护的、一篇一篇的书信。
And so when you read 2 Corinthians, you will see that he was defending his apostleship.
但是我想保罗是再一次的反省自己，我到底是谁呢？
And I believe he was reflecting again on who he is.
保罗知道自己并没有什么美貌佳容。
And he was convinced that he has no outward beauty.
甚至他认为自己讲话也很粗俗。
And he deemed himself as someone who speak boldly without fine.
哥林多的人对他的认识是哪一个保罗？是什么样的或者怎么样的一个保罗呢？
But what he desired was for the Corinthians to know person that he was.
以至于保罗在这段经文里面，他可以说：“从今以后，我不再。”以外貌来认人了。
And in this passage, we see that he doesn't look at people from the outward perspective.
很多时候，我们看人难免就是先从他的外貌来看他。
Many times when we look at others, we first look at their appearance.
有些时候，我们却忘记那个真正的他是在这个外貌的背后。
And we forget that the true self is the one that is behind this outward appearance.
今天保罗在这段经文的叙述的当中，我们看到第一方面，保罗说：“今天我不再是一个为自己活，乃是为那替我死又复活的主活。”
In this narration, he pointed out that he no longer lives for himself, but he lives for Christ who died for him.
因为事实上是基督的爱催逼我们。
Because it is Christ's love that compels us.
今天我们在主的面前，我们一个很重要的一个身份，就是一个不再为自己活，乃是为那为我们死又复活的主而活的人。
A very important identity that we should have is that we no longer live for ourselves, but for Him who died and was raised for us.
很多时候，你想一下，其实你不是为你自己活，但是可能你为别人活，或者为别的事情活。
Maybe at times you don't truly live for yourself, but you live for others or for other things.
啊，有些时候你看看我们本地的一些菲律宾人他们呢。虽然生活很艰苦，但是他还是很喜乐的样子。
As you look at the Filipinos around you, you may see that they are suffering, and yet they have joy.
他只有一块饼，但是有十个儿子。
Maybe they have just a piece of bread, but they have 10 kids.
他的丈夫还是一直喝酒。
And the husband continued to drink.
为了这群的孩子，这个妈妈还是坚持下去。
But for the sake of these children, the mother would continue on.
她为她的子女而活。
And she lived for her kids.
或者有些时候，我们看到有一些夫妇，他们的感情已经破裂了。
And sometimes you see couples whose relationship is broken.
但他们还是不去离婚。
But they won't divorce.
主要呢，也就是为了他们的孩子而活。
And the most important thing was that they want to live for their children.
今天我们活着是为自己，或者为着某一件事，还是为了什么而活呢？
And so today, as you live, do you live for yourself or for someone else's sake or for some situations?
当保罗再一次回想十字架的时候，因为耶稣基督为我们死，又为我们复活了，因此保罗说：“今天我活着，乃是为他而活。”
As Paul reflect on the cross where Jesus died and was raised again for us, he says, "I live for Christ."
一方面，我们在这边好像看到，也许这是一个神学的一个基础。
And this is the foundation of our theology.
但是更主要的，当保罗想到这一点的时候，他就想起了基督的爱。
But more importantly, as Paul reflect upon this, he thought of the love of Christ.
所以这边他说是基督的爱激励我，或者说我们可以这样翻译是基督的爱支配着我。
It is Christ's love that compels me.
Or, 甚至保罗当他服侍主也经历很多的艰难的时候。
Even as he served Christ, he met with a lot of difficulties.
或者甚至是过着一个做好事但是没有好报的一个人。
And he lived wherein he did what was good, and yet there was no reward.
但是每一次当他想到基督为他死又为他复活，这爱支配着他，这爱催逼着他往前走。
Whenever he think of Christ who died for him and was raised again, his love continued to control him and constrain him.
弟兄姐妹，有些时候我相信我们也有那个时候我们不想继续走下去了。
And I believe that there are times that we don't want to continue on in the Christian walk.
但是那个时候你要想到基督的爱。
But at that moment in time, you need to think about the love of Christ.
有时候在一个婚礼的当中，有时候他们请我做一个勉励的话。
There are times that I'm invited to give the exhortation on a wedding.
我就讲三个爱的故事。
And I would share three love stories.
今天跟大家分享其中的一则。
And so I'll share with you one of them.
在一个小区里面有一个一个男生他是一个哑巴。
And there was a mute man guy in this small village.
他有一个邻居比他小的一个妹妹是一个孤儿，所以他常常在照顾这个妹妹。
And he has a neighbor who is a lady, a younger lady, and she was an orphan.
当他们长大之后呢，这个女孩子很想嫁给他。
And he took care of her. And so while the orphan was growing up, she wanted to be married to him.
但是这个男生因为自认自己是一个残疾的，不会讲话，他没有接受。Okay.
And since this guy thought that he was disabled, he did not accept the proposal.
但有一天，这个女孩子遇到车祸。
But one day, the lady met a car accident.
第一个来到她身边的也是这个她的这个邻居这个弟兄。
And the first who came to her aid was this young man.
他也是日夜就这样的照顾她。
And so he took care of her day and night.
但很可惜，这个女孩子因为这个车祸呢，也失去了她的声音了。
And as a result of this car accident, the lady lost her voice.
所以这个时候，当这个姐妹又表示要嫁给她的时候
，And when this young lady again would want to show her intention to be married to him,
她就接受了，反正两个人都是哑巴。
And then he accepted the proposal because since both of them are mute.
所以呢，他们往后的几十年就是在近在不远中呢过了一生。
And so for the next few decades, they live together.
但是当这个先生先过世的时候
，But when the husband died first,
这个女孩子就开始讲话了。
This lady began to talk.
大家都很惊讶。
And people were surprised.
其实呢，她不是真正的失去她的声音。
She didn't really lose her voice.
但是因为她爱这个弟兄，她可以几十年不讲话。
But because she loved this man, she was willing to give up.Her use of her voice and not to talk for more than 10 years.
姐妹，对不起啊，一天讲不讲话可以吗？
Sisters, my apology to you. It's hard for you not to talk for a single day.
弟兄，我想也是一样。
And I believe for brothers, it's the same way.
如果你是一个会讲话，但是让你三十年不讲话
if you are someone who is very conversant and not being able to talk for 30 years.
何等大的爱。
This is a great love.
今天当我们想到耶稣基督的爱的时候，
when we think about the love of Christ,
基督不单单放下他天上的荣耀，
He does not only leave behind his glory in heaven,
甚至于我们说他在永恒里面还要带着这个身体跟我们一样。
In fact, for eternity, he would carry on this body just like us.
基督对我们有这样大的爱，我们难道不会用一个感恩的心为他而活吗？
Since Christ loved us so greatly, don't we love him in return and live for him?
但是毕竟是他先爱我们，为我们舍命，又为我们复活了。
But it is because he first loved us and gave himself for us and was raised again.
因此今天我们活着不再是为自己活。
And so today as we live, we no longer live for ourselves.
保罗还继续说，今天我们不再凭着外貌来认人了。
And Paul continued on to say that we don't regard anyone from the worldly point of view.
因此我们如果在基督里，那我们就是一个新造的人，旧事已过，一切都变成新了。
And in fact, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here.
在我们闽南话里面呢，如果你是一个新娘，我们就称你叫做一个新人。
And in the Fukian dialect, when you are a bride,we call you a new person.
确实你的身份改变了。
Because your status has changed.
今天我们看到我们在主的面前，我们有一个新的身份。
And in Christ we have a new status.
但是不仅仅是一个新的身份。
But it is not just a new status that we have.
这边说我们是一个新造的人。
ButThe scripture tells us that we have become new creatures.
同样是基于祖先不把我们的过犯算在我们的身上。
But this is all because Christ has not count the sins upon our life.
还是主为我们做的。
And it is because of what Christ has done for us.
但今天我们在主的面前是一个全新的一个创造。
And in his eyes, we are new creatures.
或许很像在大卫的诗篇里面所说的，求主为我造清洁的心。
Or as David says in Psalms, may you create in me a new heart.
重新让我有正直的灵。
That I have a new spirit.
过去我们也都是死在过犯和罪恶的当中。
We died in our sins.
我们在主的面前都是罪人。
We are all sinners.
但是因为基督不把我们的罪算在我们的身上。
But because Jesus Christ did not count our sins upon us.
但是他就使我们成为一个新造的人。
He has made us into new creatures.
各位弟兄姐妹，今天我们是不是一个新的人呢？
Are we new creation?
在这边我们要注意，不单单是一个新的身份。
We need to take note that we not only have new status,
是一个新的创造，一个全新的人。
We become new creatures.
我很喜欢一个讲员，有一次我跟他翻译呢，他所用的这个比方。
I like the analogy used by a speaker whom I translated for him.
当然他在比较说律法其实不能够改变我们的原性。
He was saying that the law cannot change our status or
our nature. 就像一只老虎呢，你把它放在动物园里面，它看起来好像很驯良的样子。
Just like a tiger, when you put confine it on the zoo.In the zoo, it may be gentle.
但是呢，有一只鸟飞到它的笼里面，它照样就把它扑死的。
But when a bird flew into the cage, he would still eat that bird alive.
老虎还是老虎。
Because a tiger is a tiger.
无论你用什么样的笼子把它关起来，它还是老虎。
No matter what kind of cage you use to confine that tiger, he would still be a tiger.
所以律法不能够改变我们的原性。
The law cannot change our nature.
最近在中国一个动物园也发生同样的事情。
In a zoo in China, this thing had happened.
一只小黑熊就误入到这个那个一群虎的这个他们的这个区域的里面。虎 okay, the bear came.
Okay. A black bear went into the tiger's den.
Den. Yeah. 你可以想象。这些老虎就这样就把它扑死了。
And all this tiger ate that bear alive.
老虎还是老虎。
Tigers are tigers.
今天我们在基督里，那个原来的人不再是你原来的人，你是一个新造的人。我们都是一个新造的人。我们的原性有没有被主改变呢？
But in Christ, we are new creations. Have our old nature be transformed by the Lord into new creation.
或者你会说，我就是这样。
Or maybe you would say, I am like that.
我的习惯就是这样。
This is my habit.
我常常会记得约翰他的外公。
I always remember the grandpa of our brother Johan.
他虽然是很急性，但是他也很谦卑。
Although he is someone who is very quick tempered, and yet he is very humble.
当他按牧之后啊
，when he was ordained,
我就提醒他一件事情。
I reminded him one thing.
他有一个习惯啊，一下车呢。就吐痰。
He has a habit that when he alight from a car, he would spit on the ground.
我跟他说，洪牧师啊，现在你是牧师了啊，不可以随地吐痰了。
And I reminded him, Reverend Ang, now that you are an ordained minister, you shouldn't spit anywhere you want.
后面我真的没有再看到他随地。
And from that time on, I never see the same sin.
但是我想，这是主的大能，在他身上，也许很小的一件事上，改变他了。
And I am sure that this is the change that Christ has done in his life, even though it's a small matter.
今天有时候我们看到很多教会的问题，其实是什么问题呢？就是我们把我们以前还没有信主的那些生活方式、做事的方法，就带进教会里面来。
Many of the problems that we see in our churches today is due to the fact that we bring up our old habit into the church.
啊，你社会上你怎么做？你在你的公司里面你怎么做？你在你家里你怎么做？你同样在教会里面也这样做。
How we act in our society, in our business, in our family, we bring the same thing into the church.
当然，这一些不都是不好的。
And all these are not good.
但是很多时候，我们不知不觉中，好的也带进来，不好的也带进来。
But unknowingly, we bring both the good and the bad.
有一次，在一个大教会分裂的时候，就听到这样的一句话。
I heard this statement when a church split.
一个很重要的长老他说。你要跟我玩吗？我跟你玩到底。
An elder says, "You want to treat me in this way, I'll treat you in the same way."
请我们记得，我们是在基督里是一个新造的人。
We need to remember that we are new creation before the Lord Jesus Christ.
感谢主，这次我们比较严厉的执行十一点熄灯。我们有很多同学，很多夜光鸟啊，他们愿意改变他们的生活方式。
And we thank God that as we strictly
enforce
the 11 o'clock nighttime lights out rule, a lot of you who are night owls are willing to change.
我想这也是主的大能，在这很小的事上改变你。
And I believe that this is the power of Christ that changed you.
另外一方面，我们也会想到，当我们去看别的信徒的时候，我们也用同样的眼光去看他是一个新造的人。
On the other hand, as we look at other believers, we need to look at them in this point of view that they are new creation.
特别如果他过去有一段很不光彩的过程。
Especially if they don't have a good past history.
特别是他还没有信主的时候，就是这样的。一个不光彩的人
especially the lives that they live before they become a Christian.
但今天他既然已经相信主，也回转，也悔改了，我们就不要再看他那个过去的那个人。我们要记得他已经是一个新造的人了。
And since he has come to faith in Christ and has repented, then we shouldn't look at them using the perspective that we use to look at them.
有一个弟兄，他还没有信主的时候结婚离婚过。
There was a brother who once divorced before he became a Christian.
后面当然他信主了，也奉献了，也读神学了，也在教会里面服侍了。
And after that, when he became a Christian, he dedicated his life for the Lord, and he was in the ministry.
但是当他再婚的时候，那教会呢就不让他上台讲道了。
But when he remarried again, the church did not allow him to stand in the pulpit to minister.
当然每个教会也许有他的一些标准。
Of course, every church has her own standard.
但是从我的观点来说，我认为一个人，特别是他犯错的时候，是在没有信主之前。现在他已经回转了，在基督里，他是一个新造的人。
And to my on my perspective, especially for someone who had sinned prior to becoming a Christian, then when he has repented, he has become a new creation.
我们不能够把他永远定位在过去。
We should not treat him as he was in the past.
我们要记得他在耶稣基督里。他是一个新造的人。
We should remember that in Christ he is a new creation.
对我们自己，我们也要有这样的一个态度。
And in looking at yourself, this is the attitude that you should have.
很多时候可能我们还活在我们过去的阴影的下面。
Many times we live in the shadow of our past.
但是如果今天你真正在主的面前，你已经成为一个新造的人，就不要再活在过去的阴影的里面了。
However, if you have truly become a new creation in Christ, you shouldn't live in the shadow of your past.
就像这里保罗所说的，上帝已经使我们与他和好了。
As Paul says, God has reconciled himself through Christ.
如果主都神都接受我们与我们和好，那我们有什么理由不接受？自己不接受人与他们和好呢？
And as God has reconciled us to himself and has accepted us, then we need to be able to be reconciled to others and accept them and accept ourselves.
感谢主，他不单单使我们与他和好。
Thank God that he not only reconciled us to himself,
他还把这个和好的职分，或者让人与神和好的职分赐给我们。
He also gave us the ministry of reconciliation.
所以我们跟随主的人，我们还有第三个身份。
And third, we have this third identity.
就是我们是耶稣基督的特使，或者一个大使，还是一个代表。
We are Christ's ambassador, representing Jesus Christ.
我不知道你有没有注意到我们中国驻非的大使。China's ambassador.
If you have noticed the Chinese ambassador to the Philippines,
他每一次在报上的照片都是穿中国装。
Every time you see his picture on the newspaper, he is dressed up in Chinese costume.
他可以穿西装，这也是很正式的。
He could wear a suit and tie, which is formal.
都是穿中国装。
But he will always wear the Chinese costume.
因为他代表中国。
Because he is representing China.
各位弟兄姐妹，今天我们是基督福音的特使，我们代表基督，我们代表基督的福音。
Today we are Christ's ambassador of the gospel, and therefore we represent him.
你穿什么装呢？
What kind of costume do you wear?
照样保罗这边也是说，神使那位无罪的替我们成为罪，使我们在他里面成为神。
Again, Paul said, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
一个是福音的特使，他的身份是什么？他已经是一个被神称为义的人，他也应该有一个称义的生活。
As Christ's ambassadors, we have been justified by the Lord Jesus Christ, and therefore we ought to live a righteous life.
我们代表的不是我们自己，我们代表的是那称我们为义的神。
We no longer represent ourselves, but we represent the one who has considered us as righteous.
印度的甘地他曾经这样说。
The Gandhi of India once said this.
他说：“我喜欢你们基督教的教义。”
I like the teachings of Christianity.
但是我不喜欢你们的基督徒。
But I don't like the Christians.
也有人说，其实有五本的福音。
Somebody says there are five gospels.
马太、马可、路加、约翰。
There is the Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
还有基督徒。
And the Christian.
但是世人通常是从后面看起来。
But the world look at the gospel from the last part.
当他们看了第五本福音的时候，他们就拒绝再看前面的四本的福音了。
They look at the gospel according to you rather than the four gospels.
为什么？
And they would reject Christianity. Why?
很多时候也就是因为我们的生活或者我们的生命跟我们所传的不一致。
Because many times our lives do not match with our teachings or our lips.
你是一个和平的使者，但是你不愿意放下你的身段。
You are an ambassador of peace, and yet you would strive with others.
你是和平的使者，但是你每到一个教会，这个教会就分裂了。
You are an ambassador of peace, and yet when you step into a church, the church will be divided.
我们会不会很奇怪？保罗这边要对哥林多的人说：“我们替基督求你们哥林多人与神和好吧。”
We might be surprised that Paul says, "We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God."
难道哥林多人没有信主吗？
Are the Corinthians non-Christians?
他们没有跟神和好吗？
Have they not been reconciled with God?
也许他们有这个和好的地位，但是他们没有在他们的生命的里面真正的跟神合而为一，跟神和好。
It could be that they are reconciled in position, but not in reality.
所以我想，哥罗马书五章一节，如果这样翻译，或者一个抄本是这样翻译是好的。我们既因信称义，让我们与神和好吧。
Maybe another translation of this verse would say, "Since we have been justified by faith, then we ought to be reconciled to God."
如果我们自己没有跟神有和好的生活，那我们怎么样代表神，使人与神和好呢？
If we do not live that life that has been reconciled with God, how can we minister how can we give others the ministry of reconciliation?
我会想到我也做过很多的事情。
And I can think about the many things that I have done.
很后悔。
And I regret.
因为可能我不能够再带这些人来信耶稣。
Maybe because of what I did, I can no longer bring these people to Christ.
因为在他们的面前，在他们的当中，我没有活出与基督和好的生命。
Because I may not have lived the life that is reconciled to God, before them.
今天我们传福音常常讲策略。
Today we think about strategy in spreading the gospel.
是的，我们有很多很好的策略。
Yes, we have many good strategies.
但是我们不要忘记呢，最重要的策略就是我们自己。
But the most important strategy is our own self.
最近在机场上看到一本《孙子兵法》的心结。Art of War by 孙子。
Okay, I saw this book entitled The Art of War. A new interpretation of the art of war.
过去我们对《孙子兵法》的看法都是说，啊，你要知道你的敌人。
In the past, we understand from his perspective that you need to know your enemy.
啊，你的敌人强盛还是不强盛？你的敌人这软弱在哪里？
You need to know the strength and the weaknesses of your enemy.
但是这个作者呢，他认为《孙子兵法》其实是更看重认识自己。
But according to this author, the strategy or the understanding of war is to understand oneself.
确实，当你知己的时候，你才能够知彼。
When you know yourself, then you know your enemy.
今天，当我们温习保罗在这边所说的，我们在基督里面我们的身份，我们再次想到我是谁。
And as we review what Paul tells us, the identity that we have in Christ, we may reflect upon who we are.
只有当我们知道我们是谁的时候，我们才知道怎么样往前走。
And as we know who we are, we know how to move.
你才知道你要达到什么。
You will know what you want to strive for.
不瞒你们说，我从中文部卸任以来，
After I stepped down from the Chinese department,
其实卸任也是我自己说的，没有人赶我下来。
I voluntarily stepped down.
但是呢，一下来的时候，这个落差很大。
But the moment I step down, there is a disparity of my role.
所以我一直其实我还在调整这个落差。
And I'm trying to adjust to this disparity of role.
啊，你会说啊，人家怎么不理睬我啦？怎么样啊？
Sometimes I was tell myself others are not paying attention to me.
但最近呢，我给自己有一个很有趣的评估。
And lately, I have given myself an evaluation.
An interesting.
Interesting evaluation.
如果你们去中国城啊，也许你们偶尔还会看到马车，对吗？
You might be able to see horse cart when you go to Chinatown.
哎，你们去中国城有没有坐马车？
Have you ridden a horse cart?
啊，那些马都是瘦瘦。弱弱的啊，对吗？
Oh, these horses are thin.
但是很多时候，你们这些游客没有同情心，五个人要坐一部马车。
Sometimes the tourists don't have a compassionate heart. They would five person would ride the horse cart.
所以这个马车夫要用鞭打呢，哦，他就往前走了。
And the driver would have to beat the horse to move it forward.
但是听说，其实这些马在过去。他们都是赛场上的勇士。
And I understand that they used to be race horses.
但现在他们老了，体弱了，只能够在王宾街拉马车。
But because they have become old and weakly, they can only draw a cart.
刚才我说我自拍的那张照片，今天早上我再看一次。
As I look into my picture once again.
Selfie.
My selfie this morning.
确实是一老马一匹。
I feel that I'm an old horse.
但是感谢主，
But thank
我可以说体力还没有衰退。
Thank God that I still have the strength.
但是拉马车也没有问题。
So even if I were to pull the cart, I still won't feel the problem.
只要这是神给我的托付，还有机会。可以继续 去拉那些不会走动的人。
And if this is God's calling for me, I am willing to continue to pull those who cannot move.
但是今天叫我前行的不是马车夫的那个鞭策。
But what compels me is not the whip of the driver.
但是基督的爱支撑着我，基督的爱激励我。
But it is the love of Christ that compels me.
因为那原来是义的代替了不义的。
Because the one who has no sin has taken the place of the sinners.
他不把这一切的罪归在我的账上。
He did not count all this sin upon ourselves.
他为我死，也为我活了。
He died for me and he was raised again for me.
因此今天我活着，是为他而活。
And so today I live for him.
因为他使我成为一个新造的人。并且还可以做他福音的特使。
For he has made me a new creation and has made me an ambassador for his gospel.
因此，我不会再唱我看不见我自己了。
So I won't sing that I can't see myself.
各位弟兄姐妹，我们再问我们自己：今天我是谁
？So let's ask ourselves, who am I?
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，今天我们之所是，乃是因为基督在我们的生命的里面。主啊，有这宝贝在这瓦器里面，这瓦器本来就不足为道，乃是那个宝贝，是我们所要传扬的，是要去使它的芬芳可以四散，让人。能够吸引被吸引到你的面前，主啊，今天巴不得我们每个人也再一次来问自己这个问题：我是谁？但是最重要的乃是说，我在主里面我是谁？主，感谢你，使我们成为新造的人。你的爱鞭策我们，好让我们可以做你忠心和好福音的使者。感谢我们的天父，奉耶稣基督的圣名，
阿门。
谢谢。